This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Office life has its virtues. Free coffee, sometimes. Casual Fridays in some places. Way faster Wi-Fi than you can get at home should you, you know, need that sort of thing. But into each office life, some rain must fall. And in this age of remote connectivity and satellite offices, that rain is the modern conference call, which more often than not goes a little something like this.
Okay, is everyone on the same copy? It sounds like some of us are looking at a different spreadsheet.
That's from a website called conferencecall.biz. It's an online ode of sorts, a tribute in a certain sense to the humble conference call. Zach Scott came up with the idea. Hey, Zach, good to talk to you.
Hi, good to be with you.
I'll tell you, man, this website, conferencecall.biz, is the most exquisite thing I have ever seen online, ever. Probably because I've been in a bunch of conference calls. First of all, how'd you come up with this idea?
Well, as you might expect, I've sat in through my fair share of conference calls through the years.
Yeah.
When I first encountered conference calls, they were really novel to me, and I thought they were really funny.
And then that wore off real fast, right?
It actually took a good few months, actually. Wow. I'm the kind of person who continues to find things funny long after they're no longer funny. So I continued to notice these kind of funny things about them. But I also noticed that no one else was laughing or even kind of pointing out these kind of absurd, ridiculous things that were going on regularly.
Whoever has control of the screen, can you zoom in?
Yeah,
like, right
me.
There? No, don't,
which,
no, right,
which
right
this,
there.
This
just,
one?
Just make it full screen.
Like this?
And then, even more bizarrely, after a few years, I noticed that I had kind of gradually blended in to the conference call kind of like paradigm. I was no longer laughing myself. So gradually I'd become part of the machine, sort of.
Why did you decide then to, and this is the only word I can think of, immortalize them this way?
Well, I thought it was just a really interesting topic that a lot of people endure on a regular basis, but no one really talks about it outside of work. And especially for those people that don't really encounter these kind of things too often.
As important as this is, we haven't even hit the rest of the agenda yet, and we only have a few minutes left.
I'm a big fan of a lot of artists that do things that are a little surreal and funny and sad and scary at the same time, and I thought it was just a good topic to tackle for it.
What kind of reaction do you get when you play this for people, besides mine, which was clearly gushing?
So surprisingly, and I like this, a lot of people think it's really funny. Which is great, because I did intend it to be at least somewhat humorous.
No, looks like we'll have to plan on that one.
But, of course, a lot of the feedback, by far most of the feedback I get on something like this is online through Twitter or through Facebook. And overwhelmingly, the reaction from these people is, this is terrible.
No.
This is depressing. But what I like is at the same time, a lot of these people also follow up and say, I don't know whether to laugh or cry. And that's exactly what I intended.
One last thing before I let you go. We found you through a piece in Slate in which you are identified as a Washington, D.C. based GIF artist, Zach Scott. Is it GIF or GIF, man?
I thought you might ask that. So I have to say, even though the creator of the GIF calls it the GIF.
Yeah, no, you're wrong.
But personally, and speaking to other GIF artists.
No, GIF artists.
We all universally call it a GIF. So
I
have to disagree
y'all
as well.
Are wrong.
Well, I think you should make some GIFs. And then after you go through the experience, I bet you'll just say GIF and you won't know why. You just will. So,
Zach Scott, it's called conferencecall.biz. You have got to check it out because it's nothing short of absolutely awesome. Zach, thanks a bunch.
It was a pleasure. Thanks.
Hi, this is Barry. Sorry I'm late.